Masechet Avot Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Here the Mishnah is going to quote seven different Pesukim from the book of Mishle that talk about how Torah gives life, not only in this world, but in the next world as well. We'll quote seven Pesukim that talk about different aspects of that. Mishnah says, Gedola Torah sheinotenet hayim le'oseha ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. How great is Torah that it gives life to people, not only in this world, but in the next world as well. Those people who Oseha, who practice Torah, which tells us the point of Torah learning is not simply to study and to intellectually understand it, but it's to lead to ma'aseh. Lo ha-midrash ha-ikar, ela ha-ma'aseh. Action-based mitzvot. Number one, the first pasuk we're going to quote, Shene emar ki hayim hem le-motze'ehem ulcho besaro marpeh. Like we say, they are considered to be life to all those who find them and healing for all of his flesh. So we read this word, motzi'ehem, those who find them, we could read it differently as motzi'ehem, those who speak them out. So we're saying those people who speak out the Torah, it becomes life for them, and it also becomes healing for their flesh. So we see two different aspects of life, the life which is olam haba that they're going to receive, and the healing of their body that they're going to receive in olam hazeh from their learning of Torah. Second pasuk. Ve'omer rif'ut tihi lesharecha ve'shikui le'atzmotecha. The pasuk says, it'll be health for your sharecha, that's like your belly button, and it'll also be shikui le'atzmotecha, it'll also be moisture for your bones. So we say the belly button is the foundation of a person. So it'll be health to the foundation of who you are, health in this world, and also it brings you a certain moisture to your bones is after death. That means it keeps your body sustained for tihayat hametim. It prevents the bones from decaying. Third pasuk, ve'omer, etz hayim hi lemahazikim ba, ve'tomcheha me'ushar. The Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it, and its supporters are fortunate. This talks about olam haba, the tree of life, everlasting life, as a person going to olam haba. The fourth pasuk, ve'omer, ki livyat hen hem l'roshecha, va'anakim legargirotecha. The pasuk says that it's going to be a charm or an adornment, like a jewel of grace on your head, and a chain on your neck. That the charm, the jewel that's going to be on you, is the fact that Torah is going to give you wealth. It'll make you live a life of ease, and it'll help you in olam hazeh as well. The fifth pasuk, ve'omer titen l'roshecha livyadhen ateret tif'eret temaggenecha. It is going to be an adornment of grace upon your head, and it'll be glory of splendor upon you. We use this word migen in the end, or temaggenecha, which means hand over. So what we're saying here is that the Torah is going to bring you wealth in this world, and it's also going to hand you over a life that's going to be filled with honor and splendor. So Torah will bring you blessing in this world in multiple ways, not only materially, but also in terms of the honor that it'll give you. The next pasuk, the sixth pasuk we're quoting, is Orech Yamim Bimina Bismola Osher Vechavod. The length of days is at its right, and at its left is wealth and honor. What we're saying here is you could deal with the Torah in a right-handed way or a left-handed way. Right-handed way is somebody who's Osek Batorah Lishma. He learns Torah for its own sake. That person is going to enjoy Orech Yamim, a long life, and also the wealth and honor of that Hashem is going to bless that person with. If you deal with the Torah left-handedly, that means Shelo Lishma, you're still learning Torah, but you're not doing it for the right purposes, then the Torah is going to give you, of course, Osher V'chavod, the wealth and the honor, but it's not going to give you a long life, but it's still going to give you something. And then the last pasuk, number seven, ve'omer ki orech yamim ushnot hayim ve'shalom yosifu lach. The Torah, for the air, Torah learning, length of days and years of life and peace. We see that life, long life and peace are given to somebody who's osek ba'torah and follows through with practicing the Torah.